We're walking like an Egyptian here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's the Bengals, and a happy Monday morning to you.
I've never seen you walk like an Egyptian, Scott.
Well, you should pay attention to how I walk, because I'm a child of the 80s. I know how to do it.
You know how to walk like an Egyptian,
yes. How about yourself?
No.
No?
No.
Easy, were you just primping your hair?
I'm trying to get this on so it doesn't mess up the fro.
We need...
I don't want it to mess up the fro.
We need fro. Well, you can do this.
You're so smart.
You should have asked the engineer.
I've
already done it. I'm going to have to fix it.
No, it looks fantastic.
You're a good liar this morning.
No, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
You think we worry about our hair here? Nobody looks at us.
we don't have the visual part of the radio station.
For the listeners, they're all beautiful. If you've never seen them, they're very, very good looking.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. EC is with us this morning. She's from deep down in sub-basement C, not D.
I think she's in sub-level C, yes.
And she's at the Welcome Center, which is one of the first things you see as you get past the baseball field on the campus here at Gulf Coast State College. And what do you do down there in the Welcome Center? You welcome people?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah. That's really smart.
You're like the first shining face that people see.
So the Welcome Center is actually one of Gulf Coast's entrances. So it houses all the student ambassadors for the campus who they do all the campus tours. They help man the Welcome Center. They help arrange things. It just makes sure that the area is welcoming. And then it also houses all the recruiters. I'm one of the recruiters, and we have two more. And so we recruit for the college. So the Welcome Center just houses all of those folks and is a welcoming place for anyone, staff, faculty, or the public.
And they have popcorn sometimes.
We do. And we have really good coffee and sometimes some breakfast items and pastries.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
You got to get me the hook up there.
I will.
Okay, good. because I know I can just wander down there, but it's just kind of awkward when there's nothing there.
You're welcome anytime.
Well, I know
that. My office.
Yeah. I tried that once, and I got denied. Mine's up higher, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a window.
I do have a window. You should turn her on. Tori's over here in the corner.
I don't know where she is.
Nobody puts Tori in the corner.
Actually, we put Tori
in the corner all the time. But you have an event coming up.
Yes, I do. We do. The college as a whole is having its annual open house this Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. here in this building, the ATC building, on the first and second floors. Digital media will be out. Hopefully the radio folks will be out.
Yeah.
Or at least the radio station will be on for sure. So we're going to be here. It's open to the public. Everyone just to come out and see all the really cool, innovative things that we're doing here. Programs will be here. Student life will be here. Student resources, financial aid, co-op if you're looking for jobs. All of those things. They'll all be here. Advising, admissions, and then just some really cool stuff from this building. Everything from robotics and 3D printing to UVS and unmanned vehicle systems to whatever Antonio does, all that cool stuff.
We don't know what Antonio does. He and Tony both are like, I don't really know what they do.
Are they 3D printing? Are they designing?
I don't know.
They're doing all those things.
Alan, Kurt, and Jose, and Antonio all just work together as far as engineering as a whole. But Antonio is very much more of the architectural side of things. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the Bay County Board of Architects.
Nice.
Helps the county out. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does some good work.
Add that to my little recruiting.
That's
info.
Right. You should. Little things you should know about the staff.
And again, Tony and Kurt and Alan, they do things that I have no idea what they do.
Yeah.
I see them walk around. They look like they're determined and have some important task at hand.
And they're going to do some. I see them doing demonstrations.
That's when they're on their way to lunch, Scott.
Yes.
There are robots in the hallways and things like that. I'm sure they're going to do all those demos this week.
They will be doing that stuff Thursday night. And we'll also have cybersecurity and all those scary things that Professor Guy Garrett does. And,
yep.
Yeah, he'll show how he can hack into your cell phone. Yep. That's one of his demos.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. One of the scary demos.
I keep my phone away from him.
Wrap your phone in aluminum foil while you're talking to him. That was the only thing I came up with.
I'm not certain that works.
I thought we had aluminum foil hats.
We need some aluminum foil. I'm not sure he's got that yet, but he's working on it. So he's gonna know what you're plotting to do when you walk by.
Right.
So, EC, tell us, what big important dates as far as recruiting and advising, all of that stuff happening here at the college, like, when's all of that happening? Is now a good time to start looking at Gulf Coast?
So, Gulf Coast is an open enrollment institution. That means we have applications year-round. You can apply to the college at anytime. There is no application deadline. There's only registration deadlines, right. Meaning that we have classes that you have to get into those classes a certain amount of time, but you can apply to the college anytime throughout the year. So right now, actually, registration is open for fall, for summer and fall. So for any of those folks who are thinking, you know, it's too late or it's too early, it's you're right on time. Opened up actually April the 10th. So come on out, talk to our advisors on Thursday night, talk to admissions, talk to financial aid. If you think you can't come to school because of money or any other circumstance, come out and talk to us. We'll find some resources for you and we'll make a way.
Give us those details for Thursday night again, please.
So Thursday night, this Thursday, the 19th of April, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we are having our annual open house here at Gulf Coast State College in our Advanced Technology Center building. It's open to the public. It's open to students. It's open to anyone, whether you're 2 or 200. You can come out, have fun, see all the innovative, fun stuff that we're doing here.
Do we really take two-year-olds?
Absolutely. We take two-month-olds, really? But you know, wow, I didn't want to go that far back. Okay.
I've not had a two-year-old in my classes yet, but no, definitely come on out. And for more information, you can always visit the website, gulfcoast.edu, and we're glad to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, stop by the Welcome Center and make sure that she's busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take some of her free food.
Get some popcorn.
That's right. Thank you, EC, from the Welcome Center here at the Advanced Technology Center here on the beautiful campus of Gulf Coast State College. Thank you, ma'am. Let you go yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we have more guests on the way. We're going to take a quick break with music from the Police as well, right here at 90.7 WKGC. The mix on 90.7 WKGC. A great classic there from the Police and Roxanne. There was a meme on Facebook I saw over the weekend. It took me a second, but it had a picture of a truck that said Rock and sand on the back of the truck, and it said you don't have to put on the red light. Took me a second. Rocks, sand, rocks.
That's good. That's good. That's a trucker with some humor.
Well, I'll give myself a buzzer on that.
Thank you.
But I did see it.
We should all have personal buzzers.
You should. Maybe.
Maybe.
A gong.
I'm not sure if we all got gongs, there'd be nothing but gong noise up here. Because as soon as somebody's going to say something, I'm going to gong them.
But anyway, good music there from the Police and Roxanne.
Now, did you say you had a run-in with the police?
No.
During vacation?
No. I just had a
we don't talk about
a moment
that
at the ticket.
Oh, that was I wasn't
moment at
you
the ticket desk
out.
And thought that Kimberly.
He's one of these people
gonna
who
saunters
into the airport 2 minutes before a flight and expects to have his baggage searched, checked, and put on the plane.
You know what? Can
when
I
they
say?
Say right there, get there an hour early.
Yeah. Well, or you wouldn't take me, so I was left to my own devices.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess I should have driven you
out
there.
You should have.
We're just glad you made it back.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Good.
We have in the studio with us Teresa Sheffield and Robert Barnes, and we're talking about some things with Panama City Growing Strong. So, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome
good
back.
Morning. Thank you. Thank
I mean, this
you.
Is a repeat. We usually, space you out a while, but we got you back within, it's been a week or two?
I beg,
2 weeks?
It's been 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
Well, I had such a good time last time, and I just had to come back again, but I regret.
We don't get that from a lot of people.
One regret I have is when I was here last time, I didn't get to do my public radio voice, so I really want to practice that this time.
We tried to avoid the public radio voice.
Oh, well, how was that?
That was good.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
But you have more events coming up, so there is a good reason for you coming back.
Absolutely. You've got something going on tonight.
Yeah, tonight we've got our first fundraiser. We call it bid.wine.dine. It is a silent auction and wine-paired dinner hosted by Black and White Tavern down in Harrison Avenue. We got an excellent menu planned, 4 courses, first course serve butler-style champagne, and then the other courses, entrees and desserts, will all be paired with wines by sommeliers from different distributors. We've got a number of auction items that merchants from the city have donated, and they're really, really some nice items. Everything from very expensive bottles of wine to art, featuring some art from a friend of mine from Swan Lake, Mississippi, and other local artists. Just really some great items.
When you say butler style, what exactly does that mean?
Same thing.
Well, I'm presuming that they're walking around with trays and handing them to
like you see on TV.
Yeah.
That works.
As
I like
opposed
that.
To sitting down and having a drink
exactly,
placed
yeah.
in front
it's
of
more,
you.
They, okay. The doors open at 5:30. It's more of a social hour. Cocktails are available for those that prefer that. And
do we need to dress up?
You can.
It sounds fancy.
It is Panama City.
We dress up nice in Panama City
somewhere
from time to time, right?
Well, I'm going to wear long pants, so I guess that counts.
Right. So if
there
your,
you
flip,
go.
Flip-flops.
If your legs and your arms are covered, it's formal in Panama City.
Well,
if you're not wearing a tank top, then it's formal.
I thought formal for the ladies were showing their guns nowadays, right?
Well, maybe.
And that...
I don't know.
Things change quickly.
Yeah, they do.
That's why we have Brandon to help us keep going with the younger generation.
And he's dressed in formal Brandon style right now.
One of his best t-shirts.
What yes. does you said this is it's a fundraiser. What's it a fundraiser for again?
Well, our funding is to really continue to bring these fantastic speakers that are experts in urban design planning and have experience in other areas regionally and internationally as well. These people cost money to bring in, mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing to really educate the community on considerations for developments, particularly in our waterfront communities going forward.
Sure. Very good. Teresa, what's your role in this? You can't stay quiet over here.
Well, I'm the secretary treasurer of the group, so I'm on the board. I was with, we kind of started this out as a grassroots effort, and we kind of just started meeting, knew each other from in the past, and so that's my role. I try to keep the money in the bank and keep the expenditures and the minutes and all of that stuff.
That's very good.
She
that's
keeps
good
us
stuff.
Honest.
Keeps you honest. That's good stuff. We're talking a little bit about Panama City growing strong and some events that you have coming up, so don't go anywhere. We've got a weather forecast coming up and a little music here. Elton John, just a little fact for you, because I know you care.
A fun fact.
Yes, a fun, well, it may not even be fun. This song actually has a connection to a classic opera by Handel, actually. And the opening lines, the opening music that Elton John uses here was actually pulled directly from the opera.
Cool.
There you go.
Handel didn't have a problem with it.
I think it was probably out of copyright.
I think it's in public domain at this point. Okay. Handel's been gone a day or two. But this is a great song from Elton John called Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. You're listening to The Mix on your local public radio station, NHD 90.7 WKGC. The boys of summer. Baseball is underway. It's been exciting.
That's
already.
That's right. I've got yes. Commodore baseball results, actually.
Do you?
Hit
me with
them.
Now
you bring it up. Doors baseball had mixed results over the weekend against Tallahassee, winning against the Eagles at home Friday, 6-3, but then losing on the road with just one run to Tally's 5 on Saturday. And they will play Northwest Florida State today and Wednesday. Today's game is in Niceville. Wednesday, they're back on Bill Frazier Field. Baseball stands at 8-12 in the conference. So we're looking for a couple more games to improve that record before states. The Lady Commodore softball team beat Tallahassee Community College on Thursday, 3-2, but didn't have any luck on the road this weekend. They lost a hard-fought game at Northwest Florida State, 6-8. And just two games left before the Panhandle Conference playoffs this afternoon. Come on out to the new Joe Tom King Field, where they will play Chipola. And then right here, that's at 4 o'clock. And then Wednesday, they travel to Pensacola. And right now, they're at an even 9-9 in the conference.
And that game this afternoon will be available. If you go to gulfcoast.edu/athletics, you can sign up to watch it pay-per-view.
Yep, just click on that Watch Live button on the... Mm-hmm. Athletics homepage.
And what I'm really concerned about is that the St. Louis Cardinals are in second place at 9-7, and they are over the Chicago Cubbies, who are still just sitting barely at 500. They're 7-7.
I had a feeling we were going to come back to the Cubbies.
Why did I know
hey,
that?
Why did I know that the
Cardinals and Cubbies would come up in this? Because every time you mention baseball around,
it's that
that's
time
what's
of year.
Happen.
Yeah, it's the boys of summer.
That's right.
It's just like really cold up there still. A lot of snow's coming in again. And
we have a long way to go before we need to get excited about the old baseball stuff.
Braves, but I'm still excited.
Braves are third in the NL East. So,
if your kids are into baseball, we do have sports camps that folks are. Registration is open right now for sports camps. If you've got grade school kids, baseball, swimming, basketball, volleyball.
Softball. I'm sure they'll squeeze you in.
Sports? Don't they make...
You're too old, Tom.
Well, it might be. And besides that, I found through my entire life that sports tend to make me sweat, which is not nice.
You could always try water aerobics.
There you go. See? How about that? Producer Brandon's always got the answers.
You guys.
Anyway, we're talking with Teresa and Robert this morning about Panama City growing strong. And we asked about, what you use the funding for. You said primarily it goes to bring in some of these speakers to talk about urban development and what we can do better here in this area to better, help revitalize Panama City. And so who's your next speaker?
Our next speaker is Mr. Quint Studer. He's from Pensacola. He's a businessman, entrepreneur, very involved in the downtown revitalization and development in Pensacola. He's become somewhat of a mentor to our group and has really helped us along with introducing us to some of these great speakers. He'll be here a week from Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Bay County Government Center in the Commission Chambers. And he'll just be sharing some of his experience, his expertise, some recommendations on what he's encountered in development. And it's going to be probably one of our more dynamic speakers out there. He's just really a great guy and has some great considerations for how development can really bring downtown area back. When I say downtown, I don't mean just downtown. We mean all the waterfront communities,
sure,
of Panama City, including Millville, the Glenwood community, and St. Andrews.
Sure. And what's the cost to sit in and listen to the speaker?
Oh, the speakers are free.
Okay.
That's what we raise our money for.
Excellent. So what's next for Panama City Growing Strong then?
We've really, I think, done an excellent job in bringing a message to Panama City and the community on considerations going forward. And ideally, we are going to begin holding visioning processes. That's kind of my term. But maybe in the form of just groups facilitated by professional facilitators, if not just start on our own. But hopefully, eventually, it'll lead into a city-sponsored charrettes is the term that planners like to use, where the community's voice comes together and is heard in a vision of what the future can be is put together. Those sometimes take 6 months, a year, even 2 years. Now that the marina deal is put on the back burner, we have a great opportunity to do that right now, and that's really going to be our next big goal.
Well, I think a lot of people are interested at this point. We've been through this
Absolutely.
Long process. I think there was it's probably fair to say there was a lot of disgruntled citizens,
yes,
about how the process unfolded. And so now that it's that particular project is, like you said, it's kind of on the back burner. Now we have people interested. Maybe we can come together and come up with something better.
It's got to be better.
And the mayor and such, are they willing to work with you? You're in your group.
Yeah, we're really, really happy that they're in many respects on board, are
they are letting you meet at the Bay County Government Center.
Absolutely.
So they must support you in some way.
They're coming up with concepts of going forward as well, and reaching out to us to help them get a better grasp of what the community wants. So I've said this before, I really think we've just got a great mayor and commissioner right now, probably the best Panama City has ever seen.
Sure.
There's a lot of people say otherwise, but you always get that. But
right.
these are, I think they really want to do the right thing for Panama City going forward, more so than we've ever had in our history.
Well, I think, what they've shown as far as their actions with the last deal kind of helped bolster that.
Absolutely.
They did negotiate really a great contract that they were able to pull out when they did, and now we can start from scratch.
You're
so
correct.
To speak.
Yeah, very good. We got a blank canvas, and we need to paint a masterpiece.
Sure.
Where do you see the middle ground on that? I mean, just as a lot of people didn't want to develop the marina, there were probably folks that wanted to make a lot of money off developing it. Where do you find that middle ground?
Well, that's up to the community to make the decision. That's where the visioning process, charrettes, if you will say what the community wants. That's yet to really be considered. There are those that think we need a huge development downtown, you know, like Pier Park. Most of us and people that, at least in my circles that I know, feel very different about that and think that we need to make Panama City unique, really hold it on to our history and heritage and the values that the city developed on. So the middle ground really needs to be visioned and put on paper. We don't have that yet.
I see. Okay. It is 9:43. Don't go anywhere because we've got a couple of minutes left to talk with you. But first, we have a vinyl play of the day. This one comes off of an album in 1983 called Sports. And I picked it because I read an article over the weekend. Huey. Is,
oh my gosh,
yeah,
I had that too.
That's why I picked the song. Huey's losing his hearing. He's got a disease, and I don't remember the name of the disease. Do you have that on there?
He's been going to, they don't quite know what it is. The doctors believe he had Meniere's disease.
Yes, which is the same thing Christian Chenoweth and one other person of note, musician, that, you know, they've kind of put their careers on hold, but they came back.
Right. He says he's been to the Stanford Ear Institute, the House Mayo. Ear Institute, the Mayo Clinic, and this is just their guess, and there's
nothing
he
can do. So he's canceling the rest of his shows for a while.
Right.
Because he can't hear. He can hear one-on-one, he says, but the music, there's too many frequencies and it just gets muddy, and he can't hear pitch. And so it refreshes me, Tom, to hear a musician say, I need to sing on pitch, because some find it as an option.
Some don't worry about that too much.
Some that make lots of money doing that find it to be just, you know, optional. Anyway, this is Huey Lewis for our vinyl play of the day and the news. Huey Lewis and the news. This is the Heart of Rock and Roll. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
We'll be right back.
We are the champions. And of course, we knew that already, right?
Yeah.
You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC Little Queen there. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We have Robert Barnes, Teresa Sheffield in the studio. We're talking Panama City growing strong. Real quickly, give us the rundown on what's going on tonight. Either one of you.
Well, tonight is the Black and White Tavern event. It's our silent auction and a wine pair dinner. It's our first fundraiser, so ought to be a special event. We have a wonderful menu set up by the Black and White Tavern. Chef Ed Reese has just done a fantastic menu for everybody. He's also committed two of his bottles of wine from his private collection for the auction, so that's great. We've got some things coming from Sun Jammers. Howell Tackle is committed to some items, and we have a number of local artists, items from many of the downtown and St. Andrews merchants for the auction. It just really should be a fun event. We are still making tickets available at $65 by credit card at brownpapertickets.com, so you can actually go to pcgrowingstrong.brownpapertickets.com to purchase the tickets online. If you want to pay cash or check, still go online and reserve a ticket, and then you can pay at the door.
Excellent stuff. We thank you all for coming in.
Thank you so much. And y'all come out and see us on for Earth Day on Saturday.
Oh, yes. Earth Day is Saturday the what?
21st?
Saturday the 21st from 10 to 4 in McKenzie Park.
Okay, excellent.
And a lot of folks will have booths out there.
Oh, yeah.
Folks
that a lot
do,
of stuff out there.
You know, earthy things.
Celebrating Mother Earth.
It's not
the
nice.
The St. Andrew
really
Bay Watch,
nice
you know, they'll
Mother
be
Earth.
Out
no.
there. Yeah.
No, it's not nice to fool
groups.
With Mother Earth at all.
Mm-mm.
She gets a little angry.
I think we've already made her. I think we've
the League
her
of
off.
Women Voters will be out there.
Somebody said that
New Solar Co-op will be out
the
there.
Solar Co-op.
Mother Nature's problem was that Father Time was driving and didn't ask for directions, and that's why spring is so late up north. Maybe.
How
I don't
clever.
Know.
Give him the buzzer. Buzzer.
I thought it was Punxsutawney Phil.
Him too. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We're going to round out this hour of music with a little taco. A little 80s putting on the Ritz. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.